on the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
It's our abandoned Manitoba date with Gordon Goldsborough. Good morning, Gordon. What are we discussing this week?
Well, I said last week that today we'd be discussing places around Manitoba where treasure awaits discovery by the curious. The treasure of which I spoke are books, specifically books that are not new, but have been read possibly by many people and passed along until they end up at a secondhand bookstore. There, they sit on crammed and crooked shelves, often for prolonged periods of time, waiting for some special person to buy and love them. Such bookstores are some of my favorite places.
Yeah, I'm getting that sense that you're a bit of a book lover, Gordon.
I am indeed. You know, my love of books illustrates why it's so important to expose children to books at an early age. We always had books in my childhood home, and we were encouraged, especially by my mom, to read, and as a result, I love books of all sorts. My home office is packed full of books, and my wife always winces when I bring a few more home. What led me to consider today's topic of conversation was an experience I had recently after we talked here about digitization of history books.
And what was that experience?
Well, I had said 5 weeks ago that the largest collection of local history books was at the Legislative Library of Manitoba, here not far from the studio. And in a way that matters to me, I still believe that statement to be true. However, I was visiting one of my favorite secondhand bookstores, Burton Lysecki Books, here in Winnipeg, and the proprietor, Burton Lysecki, took me to task. You know, he thinks that he has the largest collection of history books in the province. And after seeing his shop, a large space that looks very much like my home office, on a larger scale, that is, I'm inclined to agree. Burton does have a large quantity of history books, but I'm not quite sure that he can beat the diversity of titles that is held by the Legislative Library. They simply have many more kinds of books, I think.
Now, you said that this was one of your favorite bookstores. Do you have a number one favorite?
Well, I had a number one favorite, and it was the second-hand bookstore called Greenfield Books here in Winnipeg. But it closed 8 years ago when its proprietor, Michael Park, passed away suddenly. Michael was, in my view, the patron saint of secondhand bookstores and the gold standard by which I judge all the others. He always had lots of interesting books in stock, and he was also a great conversationalist. Whenever I went to Michael's shop, I could plan on being there at least a couple of hours, engaged in deep philosophical discussions with Michael.
You said that his bookstore closed 8 years ago. Do you know what happened to his book inventory?
I do. After he died, his books were purchased by his protege, Amy Peake, who operates Bison Books, another fine secondhand bookstore over on Graham Avenue here in downtown Winnipeg. Amy has a commendable collection that I browse now and then, but I still miss my conversations with Michael. And speaking of conversations, I had an emotional one during my recent visit to Burton Lysecki Books.
In what way?
Well, during our conversation, Burton told me that he had been in business for 54 years and that he's now 80 years old. So, you know, who knows how much longer he'll be in business. I don't look forward to that day. And I told him so. There was another customer browsing the shelves who overheard me and then proceeded to tell Burton and me about his recent, absolutely heartrending experience with books. He lived near Flin Flon, and because of the recent forest fires there, he had been evacuated on 5 minutes' notice. As a result, he could only take what he could carry. His last memory of his home, which was subsequently destroyed by fire, was walking into his library and realizing that it would all be gone soon. At this point, in telling us the story, he started to cry. And I have to say, it was all I could do to keep from joining him. I could only imagine what I would do under similar circumstances. I love all my books, and I just simply couldn't imagine being forced to part with them, knowing that they would soon be destroyed.
So heartbreaking. But quite moving that he shared that with you in that way. Just thinking of Flin Flon, it makes me wonder, are there secondhand bookstores outside of Winnipeg?
There are at least three that I know of. So in Thompson, for example, there's the Thompson Book Nook. I've never visited it, I have to confess, so I don't know much about it other than what I can learn from its website. However, there are two other bookstores outside Winnipeg that I have visited. One is Poor Michael's Bookshop in Onanole, near the south entrance to Riding Mountain National Park. It was founded in 1990 in Brandon by the late Michael Holm, who later opened a store in Onanole, and after he died, the store's new owners kept the original name. Now, interestingly, the bookstore changed hands just a few weeks ago, and I'm hopeful that Poor Michael's will be around for many more years to come.
What's the third bookstore?
Well, before I mention that third secondhand bookstore, I should observe that there seems to have been a disproportionate involvement in secondhand bookstores by Michaels. There was Michael Park at Greenfield Books, Michael Holm at Poor Michaels, and here in Winnipeg, Michael Bumstead at Whodunit Books. The latter bills itself as, quote, Western Canada's last crime fiction bookstore. And I think it's also noteworthy because, well, that store was established by three historians who I consider friends. Michael, along with his parents, Wendy Owen, and the late great historian, Jack Bumstead. The last secondhand bookstore that I will share with our listeners is one on 10th Street in Brandon, whose proprietor, George Strange, could have had, in my view, a truly great name for his shop if he had called it Strange Books. Well, instead, it's known as George Strange Bookmart, but it's nevertheless very impressive. You know, I visited, in fact, just last week, and I found George himself manning the shop. He directed me to the local history section, and along the way, as is typical for the genre, I saw books stuffed into every nook and cranny, including in the basement. I asked George, "How many books do you have, George?" And he said, "Well, I don't know, but it's clearly a lot." Now, Nadia, please don't tell my wife, but I did end up buying three books from George, three volumes of the Henderson's Directory, which are so useful in researching all sorts of historical questions.
Well, hopefully she's fast asleep and she'll be none the wiser.
Okay, let's hope so.
Building that book collection. So, Gordon, how can listeners find secondhand bookstores?
Alas, it's not as easy now as it used to be. When I was at Burton Lysecki Books, Burton gave me a brochure published years ago by the Winnipeg Association of Secondhand Booksellers. I didn't even know there was such a thing. It listed most of the ones that were active at that time. Unfortunately, I think the association is now defunct. Its Facebook page has not been updated since 2021. And in fact, of the 14 bookstores listed in the brochure, five are now gone. The brochure gave the address of a website that, well, according to the Internet Archive, went dark around 2018. So, if anyone wants an up-to-date list of 10 Manitoba secondhand bookstores, go to the MHS website. I've created a page for it, mhs.ca/usedbooks, all one word. And if anybody knows about another secondhand bookstore that is not on my list, well, then please contact me, gordon@mhs.mb.ca, so I can update it. You know, I really do hope that listeners will patronize these wonderful stores so the books they offered will be loved and cherished by readers for a long time to come. You know, much as I love digital books, and I do love digital books, nothing beats the experience of opening a book that is made of excellent quality paper enclosed in a fine leather cover. It's just a great experience overall.
And the smell. Do you have a smell, the pages?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
There's this aroma of a nice old book. Oh, can't be beat.
All right, Gordon, thank you for this. What's up for next week?
Well, this coming Friday, the 11th, is the beginning of Historic Places Days, an initiative of the National Trust for Canada. It draws attention to places that connect us to the past. Now, that same day, the 11th, the Manitoba Historical Society will be announcing a new project that I'm really excited about, and I think our listeners will love it. And so I'm going to tell everybody about it next week.
Very exciting. Thank you, Gordon.
We'll talk then. Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba. Many moons.